Here's another example of how we take this Lincoln node display and convert it into a tree map. And in relationship to the previous slide, how we subdivided the visual space was basically in the vertical. We made smaller and smaller slices. They were thinner and thinner, but the ones that you'll encounter now is, in a way, they shift orientation as you go from one level to the next. It will become clear in a second, hopefully, as we convert this link node structure into a tree map. And it's called slice and dice, and the key idea is, as you subdivide a rectangle that represents a subtree, you each time you go one level down, you change the orientation of your knife as you subdivide. It's like, think of it like a cake, and you you cut up the cake into different areas, and then when you go and subdivide it further, you change the angle of the knife by 90 degrees and so on. So to wait to see this play out, you need to click the mouse a few times. So in order to represent the whole tree, you have a big square. Then if you want to represent the first three sort of top nodes, you subdivide it into three slices. Then if you want to represent each of those sub-trees based on what they have inside it, you change the orientation of your knife and you subdivide once more. And now you can see for the first part of the tree that has only two children, we break that rectangle into two parts. The one that represents the one in the middle, we divide into four, and one of them we further subdivide into two. And finally, we take the third node, and that has three children, and that gets subdivided three times. So you just need to remember to click the mouse a sufficient time so you can see how one maps into the other. And we can discuss it more as we...